sound one right. I'm beginning a visit with Cookie this Saturday morning of 19th February, 72. Channel one right. Beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel one right. Beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel one right. Beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel one right. Beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72. Channel one right. And beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 19th of February, 72.
That wind just cuts me all over.
Yeah.
And it just goes straight through me. And I can't help it.
You know, these old cotton towels, they're warm. I don't know how I never knew that. When you talk about them old mufflers we used to have?
Yeah.
Scarf?
Yeah.
What'd you call them? Mufflers?
Yeah.
Scarf.
They call them both.
Yeah. And now they're nice, but they ain't near as nice as this.
You know, city people call them mufflers.
Yeah.
And the country folks call them scarves.
Well, no, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the real good kind was. The only kind I ever had was them little fine woven wool ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But they made all sorts. They had them old homemade knitted ones.
Yeah, my grandmother made a mini one. Yeah. And, but, I mean, if it was wet and damp, that wool would cause you to chap. I mean, cause your skin to get irritated, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas cotton like that wouldn't do that, won't do that.
We've knitted them. We've knitted them. But you know, I can't remember ever wearing a knitted one.
I can.
Oh, when I was growing up, we knitted all the time. I come along in the knitting age. Oh, they had them big old knitting needles, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'd get them, they'd metal or else the other kind.
Morning time, Betty used to sit around the fireplace, you know, and get him a piece of hickory wood, you know, and take his pocket knife and make a knitting needle. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Make mine of wood.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
That old white hickory, you know?
Yeah. Well, he come along at the right time, didn't he? He was just a little bit too late. He got into the
There's only one of the boys in his family that missed the Army, First World War.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the only one out of the whole family that missed it. The rest of them
got it. Just right, huh?
Yeah, hit it just right.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, but you know, they was a whole lot of difference when they growed up before 1940. don't know. I can't say what the difference is. But there's a whole lot of difference. The one thing, they weren't as addled as they were after that. They were I don't know what to say, but they were more.
They started addling right about 19 and 20. And they ain't quit addling yet, have they?
No, it's more and more addling.
Yeah, they get worse all the time.
They're really showing the others up. They really specialize in that addling now.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Funny how you laugh at things today. It's funny. Yes, sir. That old $7 stove. Marvin said $40 worth of kerosene would take them through the winter. They got a big heater over there, running day and night. I got the wrong brand.
Yeah.
I spend that much in one cold spell.
Well, we've been using gas, and so far this winter I've only spent I only bought 3 tanks of gas, about $35.
What kind of heaters you got?
I just got one big space heater that's about that high. It's got a blower on it, fan on it.
You just use
300 pound cylinders like you got there. That's all I've used so far this winter. I used two trailer tanks, them little tanks.
Yeah.
When they run out, you know.
Yeah.
I keep one sitting there for a spare in case they run out and they don't come and get me while we run out and turn it on right quick.
Yeah. They pass it all the time. You just wonder why you can't stop.
I don't have time.
You never got your little wood here. What do you want for that?
$50.
Not for the wood. And $70 for the kitchen range?
Yeah.
I cracked that rib, you know. Oh my, it just won't quit hurting. Every time I move, I spring it again. You ever have a bad rib?
I had 3 ribs broke on this side right here. I know what you're going through.
Well, what do you do?
And you just bear with it, that's all.
Well, this been almost 2 weeks.
Well, mine still hurt me once in a while. And that's been 5 years ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've cussed more. It hurt tonight. I can't turn over the bed.
That's right.
If a fella could go to bed and stay in the same position
all the time, why, it wouldn't have no problem.
I threw that one of them blackbirds come down. I just threw that sack over the grain.
Yeah.
They don't go in for the suet like you. And they're not going to put up with them like that. I just don't want to hear them. A lot of things I don't want to hear. But I don't have to hear them blackbirds. And you talked to your daddy last night.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get them cows.
And he said they didn't pay any attention when he said his horse was out there.
That's right. And he wasn't even gonna tell them or ask them about the cows because he was gonna call me first.
And they wouldn't even notice it.
That's right. They won't ever miss it. Now, you won't miss it till I pull in there with the trailer to get them.
Yeah.
And I'm working on another deal. I want to get your opinion of it first before I go any further. This fellow that I work for at the service station has got 25 cows. Common grade cows. They're not woods cows, old scrawny woods cows. They're just grade cows, white face and Angus mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think around the 1st of June his lease is up on his pasture. And they're not going to release it to him. They're going to grub it up and plant it again. And he's going to have some place to put his cows. And we can get 50% of the offsprings for keeping them.
25?
25 cows.
Now, what sort of place has it been?
Well, it belonged to Owens, Illinois. And it's been cleared off. Well, they're going to go in there and root it up and replant it, see?
Oh, with pines.
With pines, and the cows will have to go.
So the pines get bigger.
Right. Because they'll eat them little pines. Pump them down, break them off and everything, and they won't come back.
No, they won't come back.
So he got to have some place to put his cows. And he's a real nice fella.
Well, boy, he just wants a place to put them, and he'd take care of them.
Partially. He'll come out and look them over, and of course, now he can't be here all the time.
Oh, you ain't out there
always. No, But he'll come out and look them over. And I believe I can pull him for 50% of the calves.
Well, we don't have that much pasture.
I told him, I said, I'll talk to the guy and see what he says.
That's what ought to be done, you see. That suit me fine. I just turn it over to somebody like that and let them handle it. And he's a good, nice fella.
He's a nice fella. Yes, sir.
Where does he live?
He lives in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He's got him in Cross, up next to Cross City now. See.
Oh, way over there.
Way over there.
Well, how does he ever look at him?
He goes on Sunday afternoon and looks after him.
All he can do.
That's the only time he's got. Whereas if he had him out here, he could run out here 2 or 3 times a week and look him over.
Yeah.
Because heck, it ain't just to jump out here.
Yeah, no. where is his place in town, his station?
Southwest 13th. You know where Arby's Roast Beef is? They're on. All right, you know where you can come through the underpass?
Yeah.
Coming south.
Yeah.
It's the first station on the right. It's the Arco station. I see you, I saw you go by yesterday evening.
Coming this way, it's first day's on the right.
Yeah. After you go through the, after you go under the railroad there, on 13th.
Oh, is that at the Williston Cutoff?
No, it's before you get to the Williston Cutoff.
On the right?
On the right-hand side.
You know the station?
There is. A Arco.
Below the 7-11 a minute, whatever.
No.
It's a little short.
Oh, it's, you know, when you come down, go on 441 there, just after you pass the medical center, go through that, go under that underpass, just beyond there on the right, first station. See, down there at Southwest 16th is Sin City.
Yeah.
There's one on the left. Well, now we're on the right just before you get to Sin City.
Well, you know that. Not in my mind long there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. No, there's anything until you got right up there.
Oh, the service station is King Food Host, big restaurant there.
Yeah.
We're right next to that.
Are you?
Yeah. I was working there last night when you all went by.
Yeah, about 5:30.
Yes, sir. I was covered slap up at 5:30 last night. I pumped more gas last night in 6 hours. And I pump at that, and I pump up at the base station in a week. I sure did.
Well, that much?
Yes, my fella. I pumped some gas last night.
They were to fill up there.
That's right. They come in and fill up. You ain't got none of them 25 and 30 cent customers like I had.
No, you were in a cheap place there.
Yeah.
How do you avoid it out there?
I don't know. They just come in and fill up. Different brand of gasoline, my guess.
Is it high price gas or?
It runs right with the major brands. I mean, it's a major gasoline company.
Oh, I see. Well, I never even heard of it.
Used to be Atlantic.
Oh.
And then see, Richfield bought them out. And now then, Mobile Oil is buying Atlantic Richfield out. So it's going to be changed to the Mobile Oil. Which up north, that Mobile Oil is one of the leading oil companies.
Yeah. It's funny how they differ from one area to another.
Yeah. Just like Sinclair.
Yeah.
You see, they went about to go busted, so British Petroleum bought them out. That's the reason it's BP now.
Oh, is that it?
Oh.
Yeah. British Petroleum.
Yeah. So you do that instead of the hospital? Or do you do both?
I work the hospital whenever they need a...
Orderly?
Special orderly, yeah. But I'm going to quit it. I just got to... Going too far. When you work 23 hours out of 24, that's too much candy for a nickel.
Yeah, it got old. Had an active, busy job like that
one last night. Yes, my fella, that ought to run my legs off.
You might as well swing that mop.
No, that mop still ain't as service station still ain't hard swinging that mop. Them gas nozzles ain't near as heavy as that mop. When I closed up last night, I went in and shut the lights off with four cars there at the pumps. I cut the lights off and serviced those cars, then I went in and cut the pumps off and pulled the doors down. That's the way I had to close up last night.
You could just kept on?
I could have just kept right on.
Yeah.
But I would give out. I was by myself. I done it all by myself last night. Had a fan belt to put on. Had a muffler to put on. Had a set of tires to balance.
Oh, they do that?
Oh, yeah. And I'm supposed to have a tune-up tonight.
You're back in business. The only trouble that is, it's so steady, ain't it?
Yeah, it's every night.
And you don't get...
every night.
And you can't goof off, Cookie.
No, my fellow.
When you do, your income goes down.
Like day before yesterday, Elbert University. They had this colored fella out there where old Flavette 3 is. They had some holes to fill in where they dug up that concrete, you know. They put about 55 loads of dirt in there. This colored fella had worked on it for a day and a half, and he hadn't even dented it. They sent me over there and told me, said, go over and see if you can help him spread that dirt. And everyone said, come on, I'll go show you where it's at. I went over and looked at it, and here he was playing around with that little old tractor. He was reaching up and getting about a bushel basket full of dirt at a time, you know, and pulling it out there. I said, yeah, I can spread that this afternoon. He said, this afternoon? I said, yes, sir. He looked at his watch, and he said, it's 20 minutes to 4 now. I said, I'll have it knocked down and spread out before 10 minutes after 4, when I'm supposed to go in. And he said, all right. So I got out of his truck, got on my tractor, and 5 minutes after 4, I was headed for the shop with every truckload knocked down. I did more work right there in 25 minutes than he done in a day and a half. I did. I actually done it.
Now let me get that straight. Where was that?
Flavette 3, where they tore those old units down, you know, right across from the grill field. They dozed out some concrete pads where they had poured in there. Took them to the dump, and they brought about 55 loads of dirt back in there to fill up where they took the concrete out.
They just dumped it.
Dumped it out of truckload in a pile, you know. And this nigger had been working there a day and a half. And he hadn't spread 5 truckloads of dirt.
And all he had to do was just push it back into them holes?
That's right. But he had his tractor down in the hole, trying to pull it down in there. And he wasn't getting a bushel basket full of dirt to start with. And spinning around down there where it's wet and mucky and everything. And I took my tractor, got on my tractor. And he said I declared war on them piles of dirt. He said I just go out there and take a run at them and just, he said, I spread a truckload at one pass. He went and told the boss, he said, that man spread a truckload at one pass. I would. I did hit that thing with all his hat. You can't spread it unless you do hit it. And I spread the rest of that dirt. It was 20 minutes to 4 when I started. And 5 minutes after 4, I was on my way to the shop.
And all that dirt was
all of it was knocked down, spread out. All I got to do now is go in there and level it down and plant it. It's ready to go.
Well, now you have to hit it back in.
Right.
Now, there's no way of putting that on the front end, is there?
No.
Without all that elaborate framework.
All that framework, and then when you put it on the front end, you've got no weight on your back there to give you traction.
Oh, yeah.
Keep weight on them back wheels, and you can pull something. They can't seem to, they can't understand that. They think if they got them tires full of water, that regardless, it'll pull. There ain't no way. You got to keep weight on them tires so they'll dig in, then you can pull something.
Yeah, they really dig.
Yes, my brother. And I wind that tractor up 2,400 RPM, something got to give.
This
little 53 thing. And back wheels don't have much tread on them. We need some wider tires for that
car.
To give you more traction.
Yeah.
And I'll get them and put them on there.
It won't, you know, that's the curious thing. It's all right in dry weather, but you let it get just a little slippery, wet, and you'll stop almost anywhere.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've just been thinking. Well, this wet weather, you know, it's been dry so long. And this wet weather comes along, you get an inch every day or two, and the ground's wet. And then, you see, after it rains, while it rains, it'll run off. But then, when it starts out draining.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you're going right down at the, you know, the foot of this back lane. It gets squishy. And you can hear it. You don't even have to look.
Yeah.
And it won't pull.
You see what I'm going to do now? I'm going to get them wide tires. They're about that wide. The tires you got on now, the tread is about that wide.
Yeah.
All right, you put 2 more inches down there to pull with, and you can go someplace.
Do you know what that'll do? I didn't finish what I was saying about. I remember old Frank McCray. He had that big rig, you know. He's on the custom work, and black fella I worked for him for years. He'd set up like a captain of the ship, you know, and I forget whether he had a cigar or not, but he had a big ring. And, oh, yes, he waved at everybody. Waved at everybody. Now, he's all right. But Frank said he never did look ahead and see where it was wet. He drove into it to find out. You know, I told you about
it. Yeah.
And I can see that. And what you do, you just do that. Now, I got stuck coming back one night because I come the squishy way and I knew it was squishy. I just didn't want to go around. And I just had to sit there and jog. Well, as it happened, it jogged out.
Yeah?
It hit a root or something. No, sir. You can tell. Man gets stuck. Generally, it's his own damn fault.
90% of the time,
90%
yeah.
of the time. He just asked for it. All he got to do is stop and look. And get off, and if he wants to, he can get out and just walk out there, and he can tell all. If it's in the top of his mind.
Well, I've got that big Cadillac law I had. I've got it for sale.
Yeah.
Gonna sell it.
You got it? Is it in pretty good shape?
Yes, sir. In good shape. It's in good shape.
Well, it ought to move pretty fast, don't it?
I'm hoping it will.
Where do you keep it?
It's at the station. Got it parked up there with a sale sign on it.
Well, that's not near as good as just driving it around and letting somebody see it. You just leave your truck out there and drive that around, and you won't have it in a couple of days.
I can't afford insurance on both of them, and I can't afford to drive without it.
Well, they give it to you for a couple of days.
Not with two teenagers driving, they won't.
Well, the teenagers are not driving.
I still got to insure them. Under this no-fault plan. See, that's the reason I can't let Frank drive a thing I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't let him, if they catch me, well, they'll know. I've done had it.
So his life not happy?
No, he ain't driving nothing.
And that's been since he tore up that cabinet?
Since January the 1st, that's right. He ain't driving nothing.
They won't insure him?
They'll insure him, but it cost $85 down payment. And he ain't got that kind of money, and I told him I wasn't going to buy it.
He can't slip off and drive if they catch him. He won't have a license.
That's right, they'll take his license.
And put him in jail too.
That's right, and could fine him up to $500. That's right. That's the best thing ever happened, guy. It's the best thing ever happened.
Well, now, that's a case where the family can't do a damn thing about it. It takes the state.
That's right. And what is the legislature and Congress are doing today?
Yes. Just causing trouble.
That's right. Giving 18-year-olds, giving them, classifying them as a man at 18 years old. And they're not settled a bit more than nothing.
That's the biggest stupidity.
It is. I can't see it. I'll vote against it. If it comes to a vote, I'll vote
it's
again.
Done past that.
I can't see it. You see, in July, Frank will be 18 years old.
Yeah. Ain't any of them got any sense.
Not none of them.
I see these youngsters over there all the time. They get all upset about things they oughtn't even be interested in. Yes, sir.
Frank was out till 2:30. He went left work yesterday evening at 4:30. He never come in home this morning till 2:30.
But he wasn't driving.
I don't know. He wasn't driving nothing that belonged to me. That's what I got. I got to protect myself now.
Yeah.
I've got to protect myself.
You sure have.
If I give him permission to drive something, and he is in an accident, they come and get my license, too.
Yeah.
For letting him drive without insurance.
Yeah.
Well, I can't afford, I just can't afford to lose him. I can't do it.
You got to move.
I've got to maneuver, that's right. That's why when I... Laura got her new car. I took the insurance off the Cadillac. I put it on the on the other car. I'm not going to drive it. I'm going to leave it set there.
Just leave it there.
That's right. Because if I'm caught, it's my it's just you might say my license. And as much driving as I do.
Well, now them old wrecks you used to, them old 1950 trucks you had, Cooper, they weren't covered.
Yeah, it wasn't January 1st of 72 either, since this new insurance plan came out.
Amen.
It's no fault insurance that you got to have.
Yeah.
You've got to have it.
Yes, sir. If they catch you without it, they can pull you. They can fine you up to $500 and get your license for 3 years. Yes, sir.
They're putting teeth in it.
That's bite.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And a fella like you, with all that crowd growing up out there, unless you've got some protection like that, you just at the mercy.
That's right.
The Sunday school don't help you. You've got nothing to help you.
I've got nothing to help me.
The school don't help you. They got no control.
None whatsoever.
And don't want it.
No.
They wouldn't even help decorate the float.
No.
For head ends.
No. No, my son. Actually, you take a fellow in my position. See, on my truck out there, and Laura's car, was just the two of us driving them. The insurance, full coverage, everything, straight across. Didn't cost me but a little over $260 a year for both of them cars. And Frank alone, just liability. What he has to have to drive is $381 a year, and I'm not going to buy it.
That is, that with his record?
Right. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to let him drive anything that's got my name on it.
Does this 53 Chevy have your name on it?
Yeah.
Well, it hadn't been off the place. It was over there at Don's.
Well, I'm not...
On the place. And over here, I went over to fill it up with gas.
Yeah, well now, that can be classified as farm use.
It can.
Yeah, I'm not worrying about that. You're using it solely for your farm use.
Just on the farm.
That's right, so I ain't worrying about that.
But I can't get the gas over here.
You can go get it. You can drive anything over there as long as you've got, as long as it'll run and fill it up with gas. And there ain't nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. I'd go the back way if I could, but you can't get there the back way.
Right. As long as that's down here, I'm not worrying about it. As long as it's in your custody, I'm not worrying about it.
Oh, I tell you, that sets out there, I don't turn it off. Why, you can't hear it running.
That's right.
It just sets there, it don't heat.
That's a good automobile.
That radiator ought to be cleaned and flushed. It's nasty. It's got all that old muck in it.
That is rust inhibitor.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to get rid of that.
Don't want to get rid of that. That keeps your block from rusting.
Yeah.
And it acts as a coating for that brass in that radiator to keep it from corroding.
Well, that old oil is mucky and needs servicing. I could just take it over there and let him do that, can't I?
Yeah, we can do it out here when the wind's not blowing.
It's black as car. I don't have a filter for it. I meant to get one, you know, that day we were down there, but I never did. You all got filters?
Yeah, I'll get one. Tonight.
That's the damnedest thing about that old battery. Sometimes it just won't turn itself. Another time, it'll push on there and it just turns right off. That's the damnest thing I thought. I kept that little charger on there a while. And that helps you, of course. But even then, it'll go down sometime. Now, cold weather pulls them down, don't it?
Yeah. If they're the least bit weak, why, cold weather just knocks a fool out of them.
So in cold weather, you just ought to keep your charger there handy and stay it on and boost it. And all you need is just a little boost, isn't it?
Yeah, just enough to warm it up.
You know the worst thing a man can do is buy something cheap. I've done that all my life, going around looking for bargains. Well, in some things I don't do that, but I just thinking about that charger. You see, it's got them little bitty old clamps, and you just can't get them on the dad burn pole. You just wear yourself out, hooking them onto the pole. Well, why don't you go ahead and get your clamp that'll go on the whole damn thing?
That's right.
Or you're going to save 50 cents. I tell you, that saving money is can be the worst thing you do. You take them cables that you rigged up out there. That's the way they ought to be, you see. Them big plants. You don't have to worry about them.
No.
And them little animals out there don't even notice it.
No, I ain't paying no attention.
Just fetch on the sun. How's the little Nova Chevy going?
Fine.
You like this?
Yeah.
No gas problem. Four door. $2,500. Miss Gussie got a new car.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
No.
It's
Maverick.
Yeah.
Ford.
$2,500. You'd rather have it over to you?
Yeah. Hers is two door, ain't it?
No.
Four door?
I don't know the exact price, but I was thinking that in the same range.
Well, we've got bigger tires than the Mavericks got on it. We've got a frame under ours where the Mavericks don't have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess he got, I wonder if he got automatic transmission.
I think that's the only automatic thing you got. Yeah.
What, did he trade his truck? Boss straight out?
They buy here one night, and Marvin said they got that four door with the power with the automatic transmission up there, all the power is wherever it is.
It's John Peter.
John Peter. Cheaper than they could get a two door, 71, with nothing at Ocala. That's what old Etheridge said, you know. I said, well, over here at Williston,
Lost City wherever he is down there.
Yeah.
Chiefman?
Chiefman.
Go down there to White.
White Ford, that's right.
Right. He says he'd be better up here. He says he'd be sell by the volume up here.
Well, just like that car, Lars. List on it was $3,300. Sure was. Yes, sir.
They give you a better price on the car, and then you can get a better price for your
trade-in.
That's right.
I can get more out of it than they can allow me. Because they, that old Cadillac, they would allow Laura $100 for a Cadillac. That's all.
Yeah. They just take it off her hands.
That's right. So I just said, no, I'll sell it.
You had breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time for lunch.
I gotta go in town and pick up a few things for 12. It closes at 12. And get my laundry. I ain't got no clean clothes. Two outfits a day, that gets rough.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I wear a clean outfit to university. And when I go to the station where I change, you put on a clean outfit.
Now, Suzanne's been stuck up there for a week more. That car. And, of course, it's raining. And then Jim don't get off at 5 o'clock, and then he got to go out and mess around with that horse, you see, for a couple hours until it's dark before he ever gets home. That means she's on foot. Now, here's what I'm telling you, Cookie, is this. You see, she's around here now, and we can help her when she gets stuck. But when she leaves here, this center, she's going to be stuck all the time.
She's going to be stuck, period, that's right. Because Jimmy is so damn hard-headed.
Yeah.
Nobody, I mean nobody, can tell him nothing.
See, what they do, a child like that, you see, they'll make an errand boy out of them. They'll get them these little two-bit jobs, you see. They don't want to see anybody around with crime on their hands, anything like that, you see. And she got no protection whatever. Now, you see, you get around, you can knock off. Get in the truck and hide, really. But she can't do that. She, they get caught, Cookie. They
get caught. They can't move. Now, you see, what I'm thinking about is she'd come out here. She'd go over to your house. You see, she's interested in all these things.
Yeah.
Jim ain't interested in them. Nobody else in that whole damn family's interested in them. But she'd love, if you was working your horse out here, she'd want to be out here.
Yeah.
But she can't get you. She won't be able to get anywhere as soon as she leaves here. That's the way it's going to be. You know how it is. They're going to hire out. She's stuck. And once she gets a family, that's the end.
Oh, my God.
That's the end. I don't know. These people, I don't know. They just go in, you see, for families. They don't realize there's no help, do they?
That's right. Jim still got his long hair and his mustache?
Hell, I haven't seen him in months. I haven't lost any time with him or him or him with me.
Maybe I ought to go over and kind of give her a hand, get that car going for her.
No. No. It's her business. If she wants help, it's her business to know somebody who can do it. If she knows you and you can do it, okay. If you can't do it, she's supposed to know somebody else who can do it. You can't just sit and wait. You can't depend on anybody or any one source or anybody. I was thinking yesterday, I went into town in that rain, heavy rain.
Yeah.
And a lot of traffic. And I thought, God Almighty, I don't have a soul to call. You know, do you ever catch yourself in the shape where you just, you got nobody to call on? I was miserable all the way in. No, sir. You see, old Buster's pooped out, and I haven't been in touch with Gaswell for several months, a year. Well, for more than one reason. Well, anyhow, I was touched there, you see. And, just you out of business, and just nobody going on outside these high price people, and I just let it rot before I call.
That's right, absolutely.
Hey, Cookie's had breakfast, he says, and it's not time for lunch. He's got to go to town.
I got to go and pick up my laundry. I ain't got no clean clothes to wear to work. I picked out the clean pair of fine this morning and put them on.
Well, you better linger around and have a bite of lunch before you go.
I'll run on the fair. I want to buy some clothes and horses a little while.
Tell me about the cows.
Yeah, he told me. Called me and told me that the other boys wasn't interested in the horses, and he wasn't even going to call them about the cows. He's going to give me first chance at it. 12 head of them.
How about that?
12 head of them. Good cows.
Good grade cows.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
White face. They're not red, too. They're just good grade cows.
Uh-huh.
You don't need red cows.
And if he feeds them like he feeds everything else, they're in good shape.
They're in good shape. That's right. Of course, now you can't expect a cow to come through the winter up there as well as they would down here on account of the cold, because they just won't do it. But they're in good shape, and I'm going to go get them. I'm going to build me a trailer and go get them.
That's the way to get your
yeah.
You know,
Now that's more like it, cookie.
And on top of that, you'll get a nice trip up there.
Yes, and I'll get to show the rest of them, but I mean to do what's right.
Did I tell Cookie about that upper place?
No, I don't believe you did.
Yeah, down here at the dentist I've been going to. He put this thing in here. They charge $100 that one.
God.
It's a crown. Well, I had to have that. I didn't have any insurance. And I'd have lost it too. This plate up here, it don't fit. Every now and then I had to wear my pocket. The rest. I've had it for 20 years or so, 25. And I said to him, next time he was going to get good, I said to him, now just about, I need that done. But I'm going to have to rest up a little bit. I have a little heavy outgo. How much will I need? He sort of looked off and says, it'll run. It'll run you if you don't want anything fancy. Between $400 and $450. If you don't want anything fancy.
One.
I had just one plate.
One apple.
Wow.
Without any exceptions. That means if you have them both made, it costs you $1,000.
That's right.
From this den.
My $40 teeth feel awful good.
What more I'm going to have to do?
You're not so bad on what you do.
$15.
Well, see, that Laura went to. She had 10 pulled and was put to sleep and had her gums all fixed up for $125.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. She had them all pulled and her gums all sewed up, all the rough edges trimmed off. I mean, he fixed them up really nice for $125.
And then the plate?
No, there's no plates, period. Just pulling of the teeth and putting her to sleep because they were all decayed off.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have surgery to get them out.
Yeah.
Well, that's
nothing.
That's reasonable.
But now her partial plates will cost around $125.
Partial plates?
Yeah. For both sides. Plus, you got to have those filled before she can get a partial plate. And he wants her to wait till these heal up before she has that filling done.
Yeah. Now she and Granddaddy went over to Williston to get their teeth made at the same time. And they both went over to get the teeth and took the money with them to pay for them. They had both plates for $200, $200 a piece. $200 to Daisy, $200 to Granddaddy. And they paid cash. Come back with the teeth, you see. Well,
Well, see, my gum's still shrinking. I'm going to have me another set made. But I ain't going to pay no $450 for them. You give me 8 hours, and I can be up there and get me a set started for $40. That looks just as good as his $400 piece.
Yeah. It's the same purpose.
That's right.
Now, you going to keep that little house on your trailer?
Probably have it off before tomorrow night.
Several people got their eye on it?
No, I'm going to keep it, but I'm not going to keep it on there all the time. It catches a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Catches a lot of wind. And then I can't haul nothing in it.
That isn't. So what good
does
it do?
Oh, I'll put it on when I take the kids someplace. It ain't all that heavy. Me and Frank can pick it up and set it on there. It's that light.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah, it's light.
Oh, is that light?
Yeah, it's a lot lighter than that other one was.
Why don't you rig up something to throw over these implements? Well, you won't have to have a shed. You see, you're out there all the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you the cheapest thing. I'll tell you what my dad uses up there in the country. You know this black plastic? Now, he puts that over his implements and it keeps him dry.
And it don't cost anything.
It don't cost nothing, and you can just park them anywhere. As long as you got them wheels up off the ground, you can go out there and take a piece of wood and put the wheels on that wood or keep it off of the ground. Do that plastic over it, and you done got a shed for it.
That little thin plastic?
Yes, sir. His hay baler sits right out all the time, covered up with that plastic.
How'd you get the plastic on?
Weights on it.
I saw Marvin's hay baler over in the field that one time. He had that light colored plastic. I didn't ask him about it since, but I've had experience with plastic, and I just sort of abandoned it, even the heavy plastic. It's all right as long as the wind don't blow. Rain don't hurt it.
No.
Now, if you had some way... Well, even these old tarps, you see, something like that. The only trouble with that is they just won't take the weather.
That's right. They won't take it. The plastic, it ain't going to hurt either.
If you had a piece of plastic that's heavy enough where the wind wouldn't with it, or it was plastic, it was, you see, where it wouldn't get hard and...
Break. Crack.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Daddy uses.
You know that old, you know them old pontoon boats they had in the Army?
Yeah.
I had one of them out there, you know. Sugar got a hold of one. He brought it down here and used it and didn't use it. And I used that, for a long time, you see. That was indestructible. And it was too heavy, the wind couldn't catch it.
Rubberized fabric.
And indestructible. Just lasts forever.
Well, I better go. I can get in there and get them clothes before 12 o'clock. I'm going to have some clean clothes tomorrow.
Are you clean?
I got the cleanest pair I got on there, dirty.